My name is Virginia James, and I'm the soul behind Feminine Sage Wisdom. This is a recording of the weekly memo that you get on the blog. Now, even though FSW is about women finding their purpose, living in their legacy, and doing their soulful work, the memos that come your way are straight from my heart or experiences. Storytelling is one of my favorite things to do and to be a recipient of because it's how we learn more about ourselves and each other. So take a listen to this letter. This week's piece is called How to Deal with the Ugly in Tough Times by Walking with Our Feelings and the Beauty. Before we get started, I want to acknowledge and hold space for the mass shooting over the weekend. It's not and shouldn't be business as usual. Every time there's an act of violence like this, it reminds us to reflect and act on what needs changing so we can all be safe, where we celebrate, shop, go to school, and more. For the Asian and Pacific Islander communities, I am with you and am journeying with you, grieving with you. Dealing with, quote, the ugly side of tragedies and events. With continued violence and suffering in this country and around the globe, I wanted to write a quick note about how to deal with the, quote, ugly in tough times. And please note that I'm using quotes around this phrase because it's not so simple as two words. And I'm not trying to be accusatory. We all have shadows within us. Now, I think when we see or go through brutal, incomprehensible events, we get stirred up. It's natural as we're in human experiences. So how do we cope with it? How do we stare back at the ugly out there? We find our beauty within, and if we can, in others. So let's focus on ourselves for this round. Why? While we keep seeing rifts in society or communities, even in family and friend circles, let's try to not do that within ourselves. As I shared in the last post before Martin Luther King Jr. Day, the three T's are a set of tools. These tools help with a healing process and for us to get unstuck. But what happens when we come back to this reality and it's brutal? The balm is to see our strengths, accomplishments, tools, resources, and anything else that's within us that is beautiful and grounding. It's not to ignore what's out there or the work we need to do within ourselves, but it's to start to repair any rifts inside so we can walk forward in a more holistic, integrated way. Let's apply what we know, steps to healing. First, do the three T's. Get out those feelings and release the anger, the sadness, confusion, and anything else that's festering. Second, take these steps to realign with the beautiful in yourself. Write out or type on your device everything you can think of that's beautiful within yourself. Do a timer for 5 minutes. It's a beautifying brain dump. No overthinking or perfecting. Now, if needed, carry this list or note with you everywhere you go. In times of struggle, look at it. When feeling like humanity is on a spiral down, glance at it. See something beautiful in another or kind or inspirational? Write that down for remembering. To live in this place is to find balance and ourselves, healing, and growth. The ugly is always going to be there, and while gut-wrenching, much of it we can't control. But when we can acknowledge our feelings, release emotions, and sit in our beauty still, that is how we cope with this. It's how we realign with who we are at our core, an energy and being sourced in unconditional love, balanced nature, and possibility. Let me know how this story resonates with you. You can always drop a comment below. And if you want more tips and direct connection, join for free the FSW Circle to get the weekly wisdom in your inbox. If you're ready to ditch soul-sucking work and what doesn't align with you and shift towards soulful living and work-life balance, you need the Zone of Purpose Blueprint, my signature program. You can sign up for both at FeminineSageWisdom.com. And as always, if you have any questions or comments, leave them below or contact me one-to-one. I'll chat with you soon and bright blessings on you. Again, my name is Virginia James, and you can always find me at FeminineSageWisdom.com. I get that's a lot of I's and vowels to track, but you can also find me on LinkedIn as well. I'll see you there, and until next week, blessings on you, and remember, your wisdom is within you.